It was breakup night on Boy Band, and we had to break up with two of our favorite boys. We have so much to discuss. Stay right there for the after show of Season 1, Episode 7.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, Boy Band family. So much has happened since you've been gone. Some fun and exciting performances, but also some very sad things. Another double elimination. We have so much to talk about tonight. I'm Stefan Lovegrove. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dr. Lovegrove. We have the panel here tonight as always, but we also have a special guest. You may know her as Tatum from iZombie on the CW. It's Ava Fry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so happy to be here. I'm like, woo.
And can I just say, she really is a super fan.
I am.
Of Boy Band. We got to watch it with her, which was a treat in and of itself. So happy to have you here.
Okay,
and then the lovely ladies to the left.
Hello, Suzanne Quast. You can find me on social media at Suzanne Quast.
And I'm Carissa Blades, and you can find me on Twitter at Carissa Blades. Look forward to hearing from you guys.
Yes, we really do love hearing from you. And again, I'm going to acknowledge our live chat gets bigger every week. There's more comments every week. So thank you guys. This is your show. We're happy to do it for you. And I agree with you. This episode was very triggering.
I just read that too.
It was a lot. So we'll start with overall thoughts on the episode. Anyone?
Go ahead.
I just want to say I love the opening, which is Boys to Men. I thought it was like very harmonic, and then it turned into like a sort of like a power anthem. So I really enjoyed that.
And for everybody, and many of you have been saying, I want the 90s boy bands. Why can't we have more vintage boy bands? You got a performance. You got a full performance. What did you guys think of Breakup Week? Did we like this episode?
I did like this episode. However, I'm not crazy about the song choices. I just feel like overall, the range was really high for the guys. I just felt like overall, I didn't feel like as much as in the past episodes, I was watching a real life boy band. And maybe the last one, New Wave, I felt like they overall to me felt the most like I was watching an actual performance, but overall, I just wasn't crazy about the music selections.
Well, it's weird. I felt like this week there were songs that I actually liked, whereas other weeks, like that Moana song, I was just like, I don't care.
That's not your favorite, Carissa. How far I'll go? I'm so shocked.
No one, no. But I'm just saying, because that's not a song that was my favorite, it actually, I liked it more when I was singing it. But something like a Kelly Clarkson song that everyone scream sings in their own car, like you just have high expectations for it, and I would say this week for me was kind of like a wah wah wah.
Yeah, well, okay, so we're gonna start with the opener. Obviously we have performances to talk about, which we have lots of thoughts on. You guys have lots
of
thoughts.
Real quick, can I just address something that somebody or people are talking about in the opener, that they wish that the boys had done the opener. They missed seeing the boys perform.
You know, so I liked the Boys to Men performance, and I have no complaints about it as a performance, but I think we see, it feels like we get double.
Agreed.
From all the boys when we get to watch them in the opener. So normally, I mean, honestly, don't we discuss, even though the architects aren't commenting on the opener, I feel like we discuss how the boys did in both almost equally.
Yeah.
So we got half of the singing that we usually do in that sense. So I'm with you.
But
I hope
in that
we
regard,
get that opener again.
I bet for the boys it was nice to have a little bit of a break. You know, if you think about how hard they have to work, and not only just for the song and the performance, but then and also have to do an opener, I'm sure maybe this week they wanted to give them a little bit of a break. Yeah. I bet going forward, I mean, they'll be in the openers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I will tell you guys, you need to stay tuned to the end for our announcement of the songs next week, because I am very excited. Like, you guys always react, and some weeks you like the set list, some weeks you don't. I think I like this one. I think that you're going to like this one. So any more thoughts on Boys? I mean, it was just a performance. The problem is we don't have anything to analyze. Boys to Men killed it.
Yeah.
They were great.
Well, of course. What I did actually find very interesting was, like, at the end of Boys to Men's set, everyone's been talking about J-Hype and Michael Connor, you know, collabing and doing stuff together and doing beatboxing and not needing instrumentals, and they showcased that. So I thought that was very interesting, because I was just like, you know, we've always talked about how having those two in a group can make a group very dynamic, being able to play your own instruments mm-hmm. or not needing, like, J-Hype doesn't need an instrument. I mean, I don't know, I just, it adds a cool dimension, and watching them, and it's crazy, like, their voices are still perfect.
Maybe that's perfect. Why we had such yeah. a high standard, yeah. is we had just heard Boys to Men,
yes.
which was flawless yeah. live, so we were it like, was, live up to that standard.
It was flawless. I mean,
it was, the opening was just beautiful. I was like, oh, you know, like, I was just enjoying it, and I was just like, soaking up all the harmonies, and then it turned into, like, this anthem, and it was kind of like, yeah, yeah.
You being 13, did you know who they were?
I actually didn't know. I was kind of, like, you know, a little shocked, but, like, I was shocked in, like, a really good way. You know, I would, there was nothing, like...
It was still enjoyable.
Yeah, no.
I would assume, even if you don't know who they are.
Yeah, no,
still
of course,
a great performance.
Yeah, no, yeah, like, I mean, I have no bad things to say about them.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, and people have been commenting, did the audience know Boys to Men? A lot of them didn't. A lot of the boys didn't.
Yeah,
some of
exactly.
the boys were in what, I've never called it the dugout on this show,
yeah,
but somebody called it, I think Tim called it the dugout, and I was like, oh,
that
the
is
dugout.
What it's shaped like with the cutout yeah.
and
stuff.
And it's lower, and like, it is a dugout.
Yeah.
So, and I will say, when I heard the announcement of Breakup Week, I expected a lot of feelsy, emotional mm-hmm. songs. Which these weren't, like in song selection.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
So Boys to Men was the most emotional we got.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, not counting eliminations and whatever. I mean, in song choice.
Agreed.
Yeah, I know.
Boys to Men was emotional.
When they did zoom over into the dugout, I did, in the opener, like, you could see that Marcus knew all the words, and a couple of the other boys were singing along, too, and I was like, all right.
Some of them knew.
Yeah, some of them
knew.
Some
of them knew.
And some of them were deer in the headlights, for sure.
Right. So, okay, so before we get into the performances, there was a lot packed into, like, the first 15 minutes. We met Justin Tranter, who I actually got to meet briefly at the GLAAD Awards. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's written so many hits. I mean, you guys saw Issues
Sorry.
And Sorry.
10 platinum.
10 platinum
ten,
records.
10 times platinum? Like,
no big deal.
No
Casual.
Big deal.
So Justin Tranter wrote the first single of what's going to be the top 5. We just heard a little bit of it. Like, we heard the chorus. What did you guys think of that whole segment? What do we think of the new song?
I think they were, like, very, like, into it, you know, like, dancing and stuff. I really, like, I heard, like, just a little bit, but I thought it was pretty good, yeah.
Definitely. And then afterwards, when we asked them about it, they all said as soon as they heard it, A, when they heard who wrote it, they were all excited. And then when they heard it, they were like, oh, my God, this is amazing. It's catchy. They said all week they were singing the song with each other, like, in between rehearsals
oh,
and all
awesome.
Of that. And then I asked if they could hear their voices in certain aspects of the song, and they were like, absolutely, which is cool. Like, when you start to really envision yourself, I think it made the competition, not that it's not real, and but it's like, there's this is the prize. And they got to see, and that sort of then added, I think, a level of excitement, but maybe even a little bit of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. They all, well, and they all confirmed that backstage that, like, this, it did make it more real. It's like, this is a song. Your voice is going to be on it.
Yeah. It's
going to
be on the radio.
On like,
right?
I think the stress, it's funny because last week, I assumed the stress would get to people at a whole new level because it was double eliminations. But what's interesting is, I think that this single thing really got to them
yeah.
because this week shifted the atmosphere way more than last week did.
Yeah.
I think they were more stressed this week. I think they were more tired this week. Maybe we just
yes.
saw the long day package of narration that made
well,
me think
that's
that.
That's what we were asking them questions about backstage last week because I was just like, the fans want to know what the heck is going on with these guys. Like, what
yeah.
are you guys doing during the day? Well, you know, besides the social media,
mm-hmm.
the posts that they get to do. And I'm really glad that they showed that this
yeah.
week because their schedule is jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
They're excited to get to their performances, but think just how physically and emotionally
yeah.
exhausted. I mean, the boys literally fell asleep at
yeah.
the end of their rehearsal waiting
yeah.
for their car to show
and then,
up.
And Chance made that joke. It was like,
we're called
yeah,
away.
We came for asleep, yeah.
Well, and did you see, they didn't get to Tim until like 4 p.m. in that day. So they've
yeah.
already had one rehearsal and then another choreography and they still have to go to wardrobe and... It's intense.
Oh, one of the other things I wanted to say about Justin, besides that his glasses were so dope, is that I really liked that he was basically telling them that the fans expect a lot more, and so it wasn't just... he didn't try and write them just some catchy, crappy song. Like, he is trying to work at a higher level because fans deserve stuff at a higher level. And
which
that's
is
great.
True.
It Agreed. Is true. Yeah. And that is a really, I mean, I'm sure that's why he's such a successful writer. Mm-hmm. Because he wants to connect on a deeper level than just like, will you want to keep singing this hook?
Yeah.
Well, and I think he takes pop music seriously because he was writing for Carly Rae Jepsen. I don't know if we have any Carly Rae Jepsen fans in the chat or the comments, but he was writing for Carly Rae Jepsen before she blew up. And, you know, he always has written a deeper level of pop music, I feel. So I could not be happier about that. And we talk to fans every week at the show, and they are intelligent, and they are smart, and they are socially conscious. And so they're not just these idiots who just care about cute faces. Like, they do know who can sing. They do know, like, who's doing harmonies. So yeah, I was happy about Justin Tranter. Yeah. Let's get into...
And it's a big opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? I do... People in the chat are very sympathetic with the poor guys, even like Jay and Andrew Bloom. They've heard the single. They imagine themselves
in
it.
Oh, it's almost worse.
Do you think they should have waited? Some people are saying they... there's Carly Rae Jepsen fans. That makes me smile. Do you think they should have waited for the top five and not revealed it? Would you rather not hear it?
I mean, me as a contestant, or me?
No,
as
if
an
you
audience?
Were a contestant, right? Not us as viewers. We're like, great, Jesus, well, give us the song.
Give us.
I don't know. I can make an argument for both sides of it. I think there's a part of me that might not want to hear it because I don't know that it's almost like if you don't get there, how devastating it is. However, that could also be something you use as motivation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for me, I would also hear the song and see where I could fit into that song. Because I feel like they're choosing it for kind of a specific reason, perhaps, and to see what my role in that song would be. I don't know.
I do wonder, either there's a beatboxing part or there's not. So I do wonder, from J-Hype's perspective, listening to it, either there was a beatboxing part or not. And I wonder how that affected him. We didn't get to talk to him tonight because he was gone.
And is there a rapping part?
Is there a rapping part? I think they hinted at that backstage, and they were like, can we say this? And I said, you don't have to tell us something that you're not supposed to say.
Yeah.
We don't need it that badly. Okay, so Relentless, Since You've Been Gone, first performance of the night. Relentless was Andrew Bloom, Brady, Michael, and Jaden. What did you guys think of Since You've Been Gone?
I think the biggest, one of the biggest things that I noticed in this performance is Michael Connor. I feel like out of all of them, his voice wasn't the pitchy. He wasn't very pitchy. It was actually, I mean, I shouldn't say actually. I do believe that he's gotten to be a really good vocalist. But I thought he really stood out for me. Him, and also, if I had, I think Jaden. And not necessarily from a vocal perspective, but from a performance and from a performer's perspective. And not that he sounded good, but I was like watching him and I couldn't take my eyes off of him.
You know, this was not the night of the best vocals.
Agreed.
I don't know.
I don't think any of them would probably say that it was.
No, and we got that backstage. Yeah. We're not saying anything that they don't know. But, like, I don't know. I mean, I thought Since You've Been Gone started out a little awkward. I thought it got better as it went on. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, overall, it just definitely
was
not the strongest vocal.
Ew.
That's a strong opinion.
Oh, my God.
I really like that song, so obviously I'm biased. But I thought they had, like, their outfits looked like reject stuff from the Hot Topic. Like, they just didn't.
Oh, my God.
I just thought this group was going to be so strong. Mm-hmm. And
the staging was cool, especially there. I was very impressed. But the vocals, and when we went back and listened to them, it just was not the strongest night vocally.
No, and I feel like that's a song that in your car when you like sing, you're like, since you've been gone, you know what I mean? Like,
and they never hit it like that. It was just like since you've been gone, and they made
it
so
light.
Pop. Yeah, it felt light. Like it felt poppy and just like icing.
More of
it
a karaoke type of thing.
Yeah, yes, it's like exactly. The night out with the bros, you know.
And I did think.
I'm laughing at the image of bros jamming out to Since You've Been Gone.
Hey, we do it sometimes. We actually do that sometimes.
Okay, well, our engineer confirms the bros are jamming out to Since You've Been Gone in
karaoke
secret.
Karaoke night.
I also just wrote that, like, Jaden, I was like, I didn't think this was his best night singing, and he is so strong. But when he was hitting that, and again, and again, and again, and I mean, he can hit those notes. He redeemed himself in the end of that song. And we obviously know from all the past weeks Jaden can friggin' sing. But, I mean, yeah, I just kind of thought they were a letdown. And even Brady for me, and I just find him to be completely adorable. I thought he was bleh tonight. I feel performance-wise and singing-wise. I was just like, meh.
No offense to my guy, Andrew. I really like you. But I feel like he was sort of like, not like welcome. You know what I mean? But like, Jaden, Michael, and Brady, like, they make like such a good, tight group. And then Andrew's sort of like the cinnamon, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
That's really good feedback. Well, they said in the beginning of the episode, they started off and said that you need charisma, connection, and chemistry.
Which I'm going to come back to that. when we get to the eliminations, I'm coming back to that. I'm ready for the comments to blow up about this because I have something to say about that. But I'll save it for the eliminations.
Yeah. But so then, you know, I guess support her point is that, like, he didn't, yeah. Andrew Bloom, I mean, out of them, yeah, didn't really have that.
Andrew does have an older look. I mean, again, love you, Andrew, no hate, but, like, he does have an older look. So it's kind of like he's, like, that extra additive that you add in your, like bakery thing, you know?
Oh, he just didn't, to you, he doesn't feel like he's part of the group.
Yeah, you know, like, I felt like he's that guy who's gonna sing some, like, country songs at, like, a bar, you know, like, as he says.
I'm rooting for him to be the next Gavin DeGraw. Yeah, I really am. Yeah, as soon as he left, I was like, he could totally become the next Gavin DeGraw, and I'm rooting for him.
He's more like an independent artist, you know what I mean?
Someone in the live chat is saying Jaden should be a soloist, and I'm just like, every week,
This has been a debate every week. Yeah. Okay. Somebody who hasn't watched our show today told us, you guys should discuss Jaden either soloist or in the band, and I said every week that comes up.
However, I agree, we have this discussion, but when we had some friends there who had little girls and they were 9, and we asked them who stood out to them, and both of them, independent of each other, said Jaden and Devin. So that's interesting that, you know, I guess on a younger...
I just think it's odd. Normally, if you were to give me this list of 5 and say who will stand out vocally, I would say Andrew Bloom and Jaden. Again, I just think it was a weird night because I agree with you that I came away thinking Michael was the most solid.
Yeah.
I was like, Andrew had some pitchy moments. Jaden had some pitchy moments. I was like, this is... Anyway, so, okay, I have to comment on this because, well, first of all, can we acknowledge the little... I know we're already into the performance, but there was that little package beforehand. Mm-hmm. What do we think about the insight that now it's getting more competitive? Like, that they feel more competitive. I very much felt that. I think there was, again, I said this already, I think there was a stress there tonight that's just anybody can go home, and, you know, Timbaland was like, you guys have to really shine as soloists, it, you know, it was that night.
Go ahead.
I think that's, no one talked about it, but I think all of the performance elements that they're doing, like the dance moves and everything, is amped up. Like, I could tell in some of the performances that they were out of breath. Yeah. And
you're right.
That's true. Why did we not talk about the dancing tonight?
Yeah. I don't know.
The architects did not comment on the dance part at all.
And that was, with some of the other things, like with J-Hype, we'll get to that. But I just think he was dancing and beatboxing. And I'm just looking at them and I'm going, God, they're out. I just felt like a lot of the guys were out of breath tonight. And I feel like that hurt them vocally. And I'm like, I almost feel... like, they need more dance training because they might not be in Beyonce shape, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where you can just sing for 9 hours or J-Lo shape. And eventually they'll get there, but I think it's kind of hurting everyone at this point because they've amped up how much dancing and choreography and stuff that they're supposed to be doing. It's not as easy of stuff.
I feel like sometimes they're, like, so tight, they're like, I'm a robot. You know what I mean? Like, you need to, like, you know, let loose and, like...
Well, and it stands out because they have... The production value was upped.
Agreed.
In terms of they had dancers and all kinds of cool things with the audience and whatnot. Yeah. But, like, if you have these fluid professional dancers, it's going to stick out if you're not fluid and relaxed. And so I thought that was interesting. I got to just insert here. I loved that they had Tim slam the door and say, back to real life.
Yeah.
It was great. And by the way, I'm just going to do my little plug for our Tim on Idol campaign here. Thank you, AfterBuzz family.
Thank you. Everybody was tweeting that.
Literally, like, tweet. 10,000 tweets in a day. We were the number 3 trending topic in America. Woo-hoo! Was Tim on Idol. So my only request is, can we add ABC Network and American Idol to these tweets? Because they need to see it, but keep it coming, everyone. Because we are doing our best to, as Michael Connor said, make American Idol great again. And I hope that wasn't triggering for anyone.
I retweeted that.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, Tim, I love that Tim keeps getting his little moments in the episode, and thank you guys for banding together on that. Sorry, continue, Suzanne.
I just wanted to bring up, because somebody wrote in here, the architects are driving me crazy. and I felt like Brady's feedback tonight was really sort of odd. Did anybody else agree with me?
Yeah, no.
With Nick, yeah. I'm assuming you mean?
Yes.
okay, sorry. I'm distracted because, okay, so I need to acknowledge this. This isn't going to make sense if you're listening, so I'm going to explain. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the comments is saying Michael is talking about leaving the show. We talked to him backstage and did an interview like normal and didn't hear anything. If someone wants to explain, but see, everyone's freaking out now.
No, so not true.
I'm reacting to the fact that it's there. If somebody wants to explain, was this in a live stream? What are you basing this on? I have not heard anything. We did interview him. We didn't hear anything.
And he seemed super engaged and really excited, and there was no hint of that whatsoever.
And there wasn't in his performance.
Right. But people are doing it all caps. Hello, Dr. Lovegrove. We need to know. So, Elizabeth, I'm just as confused as you are. Okay, so back to Brady, because I do have some stuff to say here. I am really getting tired of Nick in particular. Emma sometimes... Suzanne's sipping her tea. I am really getting tired of Nick's feedback because I don't think that it's helpful, and I don't think he gives them anything to work with.
He is getting a lot of venom in the live chat of people saying that they hate him. Yeah, if you scroll up a little. Yeah,
hey, I don't. Michael?
No.
There's a lot going on in our live chat right now. This is a very active fan.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so my point is, and I would say the same thing on J-Hype, even though we're not there yet. There's several people that Nick gives the same critique to week after week after week. And he doesn't really see the guys throughout the week, hardly at all. So he just says, like, to Andrew Butcher over and over and over and over again, the same thing. And how are they supposed to even improve on it?
No, yeah.
So my point is, what is Brady supposed to do with the critique of, well, what if you were in the studio with Max Martin, and are you versatile enough? Great. What is, I don't know. I guess.
What is versatile? Tell us, Nick Carter, what is versatile?
Oh, all right, yes, Nick, if you're,
we're opinionated, our fans. Well, I just feel like, especially Nick, again, Timbaland to a degree and Emma not as much, but especially Nick. If I didn't know any better, I would literally think that he just already had opinions about these kids and was just going to come out and say them regardless. Because I truly feel like sometimes his opinions don't match the performance. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're not giving Brady anything specific. You're not giving him anything to improve on. I don't know. I'm done with my rant.
Okay.
I'm glad that many of you at home agree because opinionated
about
it. I
think one of the reasons people might find that annoying too is because remember when the boys were having a hard week and he did take them aside and say that they should be leaning on each other. So I think it annoys people so much because it's like, oh yeah, we do know that he can give actually great advice from his life experience.
From his heart.
Yeah, from his heart. So I think when he's giving something that doesn't seem like he's giving 100%, not
his
honesty.
Expertise. Yeah, I want to hear from him on chemistry, stage presence, any of that kind of stuff.
Or give him specific things that he can actually do with his voice or what he needs from him.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
To just like broadly sort of say, you're right.
You need to do this.
I mean, I'm just saying, okay, address the Since You've Been Gone performance. Say, Brady, this wasn't your best night vocally or something. But the whole, I don't know. I just think the whole versatility thing gives them nothing to work with. I don't know. Do we have anything else on Since You've Been Gone, or should we be moving on?
The fallback at the end of the performance where they fell into the crowd.
That was a stadium tour moment for the ages. Yeah.
That was so cool, but that was the thing that made me first start thinking, like, oh, were the guys all gearing up for that? Is that why some of the vocals were like, they were getting nervous to go out and do that stuff at the end? I was just like, okay, this is a lot of choreography. And granted, that was a very cool moment, maybe one of the coolest moments of the night. I thought that was so fun when they fell back in the audience. I wasn't at the live taping this week, so when I saw that, I was like,
again, the staging and like the stuff that Napoleon and Tabitha came up with, they really upped all of that to the next level. It's just, I didn't feel like the vocals matched. Yeah. But we haven't even talked about dancing hardly on this show. Mm-hmm. There's been so much talk about rapping and beatboxing and singing in Spanish. And the dancing thing was fairly new, that this was like
this
a super active, right,
yeah.
This level of choreography and stuff. So it was just a very different night.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on.
For yeah. two double eliminations in a row, I feel like the shows were so different.
Mm-hmm.
And the sets. So, okay, so we'll move on to Awake, which did the song Without You, of course, by Usher and David Guetta. This group was Drew, Devin, and Chance. And this was, as they pointed out in the little package beforehand, this was the first trio. Mm-hmm. So I think valid point. Honestly, I think everybody at this point in the groups of three or four, they're all getting solos. Like, nobody's hiding at this point. But I think it's a valid point. Especially with the trio, you're going to be exposed. And we're now down to nine, which means many of you have been asking this. We're now down to nine, which means a whole bunch of trios are going to happen. Because
yeah.
it's going to be three, three, and three, yep. from what we understand. So what do you guys think? They were definitely exposed. What do we think of this performance?
I just want to say straight up, Chance, I love your jacket. It was like really nice with the pink lettering. You know, I really like that.
And it had his daughter's name on it, which was
I
really
know,
sweet.
I was,
and they all had roses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They all had, it was very nice,
it was
thematic
gorgeous,
element.
Yeah.
Gotta give credit to Wardrobe, which right. got a little hey. Shout out in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that I wrote down that the dance moves looked like a real boy band.
Yes.
Like, the choreography in this and the dancing of these three boys was really good. And I think that vocally it sort of made up, the dancing made up for their lack of, like, I feel like the vocals, you know, again, I feel like this might have been a little bit of a difficult song. So vocally I didn't feel like all the boys sounded like they were their best. But because their choreography was so good, it didn't matter as much to me.
I did get chills, though, in that opening, with Chance in the opening, with
Agreed.
Into the
yeah,
crowd.
Was
I was just like, oh, that was so beautiful. I thought his second solo was a little pitchy for me, which I thought was the reverse for Devin.
That Devin got better as the song went on, and Chance the opposite.
And Chance the opposite. And Drew's voice is just so great. He's in the band, yeah. I'm saying. Like, he's just in the band.
Like,
sorry.
Okay.
When Chance sings, you can see he sings for his daughter, which is, like, always so sweet to see. And
they're saying in the comments he's a shoo-in. And I will say,
I
every
agree.
Week
Did
while
I
we're
say
there,
Chance? I meant Drew.
No, you said Drew.
Oh, okay.
but she said
yeah. she said
she's
Chance.
Coming
okay.
on
yeah.
Chance. A lot of, you know what? Okay, and I gotta say, what Justin Tranter was talking about, our AfterBuzz family is proof of, because many of you are saying the singing does matter to us, even with Chance. And many of them are saying, we love Chance, we know he's going to be in the band, we're loyal, but we would have actually respected it if the Architects had mentioned it wasn't his best night vocally.
Yeah.
So, it's case in point, you guys are intelligent, you do care about talent, etc. And it was, again, I just wrote down overall, this was not the night for vocals.
Yeah, no, definitely.
By and large, in any of these dance yeah. performances.
I thought Nick did give a good critique this time around when he said that Drew is peaking at the right time.
Yeah, Drew's just
His
getting
vocals
better and better.
Slayed
yeah.
me. Oh, yes. That was a highlight of tonight.
Yeah.
Vocally, Drew
yes,
continues vocally. To amaze. Yes. Drew continues to amaze. I was happy about that.
Yeah, no, same.
I didn't see it live tonight, but one of the things that it has made him, like, I'm like, okay, he's the only, it's weird. I used to think I knew everybody who's in my top five. Now I'm just like, okay, Drew's in. The rest of y'all are going to fight
today. That's who you would say is your number one.
I just feel like from seeing him 2 weeks in a row in the studio, he sounds pitch perfect over an audience yeah. of screaming girls. And then when you also watch the playback on TV,
he sounds
maybe even better. So I'm just like, that's a person who deserves to be in the band. You have to sound good live. Your right. fans expect you to tour.
And I still, I'm really holding off on this, but I want to come back to their statement that this is not a singing competition. I'm holding off once again. Okay. I will make this comment because I had this thought tonight. All of them are at a One Direction level of vocals. Mm-hmm. Because I will say, as somebody that has always been a fan and listened to One Direction as long as they were together, saw them live, they were not the strongest vocally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do think, I mean, like we said last week or the week before, we're nitpicking now.
Of course.
Of course.
We're at a point where we're nitpicking. But it's not like any of them are bad. Because I did have the thought tonight. I think they're all at a One Direction level. So it just shows there's a very high bar.
Yeah.
And honestly, this show is asking them to be better.
Yeah,
than,
you're right.
Like a One Direction vocally, because they're all would, good enough right. to do that.
True.
If you would put them all up against One Direction, I bet some of them vocally
we
would
have
be
better vocals.
If you think
yeah.
Cam, who by the way went home, and all the fans were very upset about that because they loved his voice. I mean,
is not as good or better.
But he was. He probably has a better vocal range than any person in Wonder. You know what I
no,
mean?
Yeah,
I just he's amazing. And so, we already had people going home last week who have vocals that are above and beyond that. I mean, I think Andrew Bloom's vocals are above it. Do I think that they were tonight? Maybe not. And do I think that he fits in a group?
I so yeah. see him as an, like, individual, like, solo artist. Like, him touring alone with his guitar and, you know, like...
Or we could have, like,
Andrew Bloom.
Yeah, Andrew Bloom. There could I could definitely also see, like, an Andrew Squared, like, a Bloom and Butcher duo.
Combo?
Yeah, I think they could make cool songs together.
I can see that.
They both can hit the high range.
You know what? I do want to answer this. Somebody in the comments said, are they... Well, I won't use the wording they said because there's kids watching. But they said they're so afraid to criticize Chance. They don't want him to get down on himself. I'm not afraid to criticize anyone. I will say it wasn't Chance's night and there were some issues. I just think that doesn't change. Same with Marcus. Marcus's voice cracked last week. I still have him in my top five prediction. Mm-hmm. This week, I still have him. Chance didn't have his best vocal night. He's in my top five prediction regardless. So, I'll say someone had a bad night, but that doesn't change for me that I still think. Same thing with Devin not being the strongest tonight or not being the strongest vocalist, period. He has a quality about him. I still think it's totally possible he's top five.
Well, I think that's what's the thing with Chance. Regardless, he has that thing, that it thing that... Girls who are, you know, your age versus women who are older, like, he has that it thing. I think that, to be honest, and maybe not even to be fair, he doesn't always have to sound as good vocally. Because he can dance, and he's good vocally, but he doesn't have to be the best. Mm-hmm. Because he has that it thing.
Well, also, in this song, did you notice, like, there were so many solos in this that... But when all three of them were harmonizing, they all sounded good. And it's, could you imagine if they had two other guys singing on top of that? You know, that would be a great, if they added any two other people, like if you just threw Jaden in there, or if you just threw Sergio, if you just threw one other person in there harmonizing, that they were even four people, their song would have elevated to another level.
Yeah.
But they were all doing solos, so they're a little out of breath and stuff. But I just thought every time that all of them were harmonizing, I was like, oh yes, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Well, and let's point out, from a performance standpoint, if you went to an arena tour and saw them do Without You, right? When it got to the dance moments where they were moving and it was choruses, they would be lip syncing or singing over a track.
You're right.
So again, I am not opposed to holding them to a high standard, but also, let's be consistent. If we're going to say from minute whatever of the show tonight, it's not a singing competition, they can do, they're already at that One Direction level or higher, is my point. So, anything else on Without You before we go to Jealous?
No, I think we're ready.
We're ready? Okay, well, let's go to Jealous. So, New Wave was our final group tonight. They did Jealous. And that group was Sergio, Mikey, J-Hype, and Marcus. What did we think of New Wave?
I just have to say, because last week I said that I didn't think Marcus was as strong. Marcus. He was so good tonight. Mm-hmm. He, like, embodied everything that it meant to be in a boy band. He sang amazing. Oh, my God. His dance moves.
Oh, his dance moves. Woo.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
He has the it factor, the X factor, whatever you want to call it. That thing.
Yes.
He has it, but is also one of the best voices.
Yeah.
Like, even though I say that about Chance and Devin, which I stand by, Marcus has that factor, but also could be the best vocalist.
I almost cry when he was talking about his brother in the beginning. I didn't.
No.
Yeah, I
no,
totally kept
not
it
at
together.
All. Not a terribly emotional family moment. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's weird because in shows, you know, they try and manufacture those things to make the audience connect with people. But I'm like, they didn't even have to try with that because he's just so genuine and just from... Everything. I love Marcus. I think he's amazing.
I love the t-shirts. The t-shirts were cool.
Yes.
Everybody,
Team Marcus.
Yes.
Everybody in here saying this was the best group of the night. Marcus killed it.
I think it was amazing. I agree. I think it was. Because the first two, they moved more in the first two. We need to give them credit. The first two were very elaborate in terms of the movement required. Jealous, they just had to move their hips a little bit around some dancers. But I do think it was the strongest vocally.
Yeah, I
don't know how to feel about this. I thought Sergio really impressed me last week. I talked about that on the show. What did you think of Timbaland's thing of he still needs a breakout moment? What did you guys think?
I mean, I agree with that. It's weird. You know, when you saw the promo, like, the very first week and you're getting to know people and then you're getting to know them also on social media, I, like, Sergio's, like, baby Bruno Mars, like, we had so... Mm-hmm. And I still feel like we're missing that thing where it's just like, yeah, but who is he? Where does he fit into the group? I don't know. It's weird. When I imagine the top five... Do I imagine him there? I think he's an amazing performer. He lights up when the camera is on him, and I think that, you know, you really need that. But I do. That was like one of the only critiques. I was like, yes, that's not exactly how I would have said that, but I feel that energy too.
Well, like
too.
I said, I like Timbaland's critiques.
Yeah,
I agree.
Better than.
But I think that it's, you know, I said this a couple weeks ago, and I had Sergio initially in my top five. And I think it's good feedback that he gives that he's consistent, but he hasn't.
I think that's huge.
Yes.
Same with Drew. If you can constantly deliver and you
yes.
never mess up and you blend well with the group and you're not causing issues, I mean, I don't know. It's hard because we do need a star quality, but also I think that says a lot to your... ability as a performer.
Yeah, like it means like you're going to be consistent on tour and you're going to be consistent when you like
right.
Know,
we want to work with somebody like that. We want to tour with
somebody like
that.
Count on that person.
Yeah.
But I do think that like there is just like I feel like I would like to have just one performance where I'm like, ah, that is it. Like if you are everything that I don't know, envisioned you or hoped you would be.
Yeah, like okay, like for example, when we watch the playback, it's like we'll all look at each other when there's an amazing moment and be like, ah, that was cool. And when have we done that with Sergio? We haven't done that, and I think...
But can we give him credit that they don't write the arrangements of the song?
No, of course.
Mm. So, in terms of the choreography, in terms
there's
of where they place
there's all these producing
him,
factors
his...
that the boys have nothing to do with, and I know,
I just am always listening for, and this is my overall thought of the night, and I've thought this in weeks before, but especially tonight, as we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, I said to someone today, if you got this far... any boy that got this far, in my mind, made it to the finals. Because we only have two more eliminations and then we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're at that point.
The boys have enough fans at this point that guys who are getting eliminated, if they're not trying to create their own, trying to create music with each other and keep their flow going, then they're idiots. Because so many people already, I mean, they're great.
Right. You got to ride the momentum.
Yeah. They should ride the momentum, but also they're good enough to be in a band. So why the boys who actually naturally have chemistry together should be looking to collab together, especially now that they know the level that they have to be at.
Agreed. Yeah, some of the fans are saying they wish at this stage that Sergio had more of a personality that they could identify with.
I feel like he's sort of like, he blends in with the group. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But like, I feel like people, especially like Michael, they immediately stand out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Although, again, I did have friends there tonight. And every single person, like out of everybody they pick out of the group, they do pick them out. And they're like, oh, little mini Bruno Mars.
But
I don't know.
Somebody said that could be working against him because people keep comparing him to established artists, which doesn't let him.
Like, create individually. You know?
I don't know. I just think if he's being told where to stand on stage, what part to sing, how to sing it, to what degree is it in his control to create a breakout moment?
Yeah.
That's my point. I'm just always listening to the critiques from the boys' perspective of, you're telling me to have a breakout moment. What part of that is
in
my control?
And when are you
going to
give that to me then?
When are you going to give me an opportunity to shine?
To try
Let
and hit
me
those
be
high
the
notes.
Star. Right. Well, okay. And so we need to talk about Jay. People in the chat were saying they don't think Jay sounded that bad. I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. And this is where I'm just going to go in on Nick. Because you can't give someone the same critique for 5 weeks, not acknowledge that they're improving at all, and give them no specifics. Mm-hmm. He never pretended to be a vocalist. He went into this competition saying he wasn't a singer. Can we at least acknowledge, is he getting better? Is he not getting better? Is he getting better but not fast enough? Like, I don't know. I just felt for him so much. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they at least acknowledged he works hard.
And but it's 14.
Like, you know, can you give him something specific? At least Timbaland gave Devin the breath thing, which might be partly the dancing or that Devin was sick. But like,
that's good feedback, though.
At least it's something specific. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely saw an arc happening with him through, like, you know, the beginning of the season to where we are now, like, especially with J-Hype, because he's young, and, you know, he's grown as an artist, so I like that.
He's grown Amen. So much. Yeah.
Here's the thing, too. Timbaland always, if you look at the stuff that he produces, he always, I shouldn't say always, but a large majority of the time he has beatboxing in his songs. I feel like, I don't know, J-Hype's family, after the show, make sure you reach out to Timbaland if he doesn't already reach out to you. I feel like it's a no-brainer.
It's weird. I did think that J-Hype was going to go home this week. And I just thought it was so sad seeing him crying at the beginning of the episode saying that he should have gone home the week before. Like, he's just such a humble, nice
kid.
Yes, I just hope everything amazing for him. I seriously think he's wonderful and very mature, and I love him. But he was also set up to fail in the same way that I think the show has set up, like, Michael Connor in things, like giving him Spanish, doing this, doing that. People do not understand how hard beatboxing is and how much vocal strain it is.
And
then he's doing these dance moves and he has a solo.
Yeah. No.
Like, I don't even think he had time to catch his breath, let alone he was dancing in between that. So I just don't think he was set up for the best night to have.
Yeah.
You could just tell he was out of breath. I could tell he was out of breath and I was like, and he was sweating too. Could you just see the person? I'm like, he is tired.
He's 14. They don't allow him. He's a hard worker. Like, you could definitely see that J-Hype is one of the. I mean, they're all hard workers, but he's like one of them who's like hard work. You know.
Yes.
That's kind of like Judge Judy right there. So.
I do have this question for. I mean, I think it's something we have to consider at this point because there's so few people to choose from. I was so sad to watch him go home because I thought he was one of just such a solid kid, already so mature and grounded at that age, such a hard worker. But it is a valid question of, if not him, then who do you think it should have been? I don't think it should have been Devin. I would not have sent Devin home. I don't know who else I would pick. I mean, we're just at that point. And I do think it's nice that a lot of people in the chat were saying maybe this was the night that he had to go home, but we still love him. We're going to follow his career. You know, I think we're at a point where boys, the fans, nobody's wishing ill on anyone at this point. Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing.
And what about Mikey, you guys? He was in the bottom two.
I didn't understand or agree with either of the times he was in the bottom two. Mm-hmm. And Suzanne and I had a moment of Lindsay has been wrong before. She can be wrong about Mikey. We love you, Lindsay. Yeah. Thank you for texting me during the show. But seriously, I'm glad Mikey is back on the Architect's good side. What do you guys think of Mikey at this point?
I thought he had a really great performance. And I was happy just on a personal level to see the mental strength that I think it takes to be in the bottom two after the last 2 weeks and to come out and have a performance like he had tonight. I think that shows a lot about his character and who he is, because the amount of pressure that would be and some of the high notes that he had to hit, I don't know, kudos to Mikey.
I was sitting like directly next to his father last week, and I don't know, I just found it very funny. His dad said, I forget his exact comment, but it was like very tough love when he was up there. His dad was just like, well, like, then he's gonna have to work harder next week. And he, you know, he basically said something like that will humble him a little to be working harder. And I was just like, God, those kids have such great support system. And then also we saw Mikey backstage, and just, he was so genuinely upset. And he was like, you know, it did not feel good to hear that. And I'm going to have to, like, reach down in myself and find something this week to pull me back up. And I was
none
just
of
like,
them seem
hello.
Entitled. None of them seem entitled to anything, which is great.
Yeah.
But I just, that is the attitude of a winner.
You're right.
And I was just like, he is going to come back stronger. and he wasn't blaming, like, he did say, he was like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be me, but he took that as a reality check, not yeah, as, no. like,
he this didn't, is ridiculous yeah. that it was me. You're right. He oh was my like, gosh. But then clearly it means
How
I need.
Dare you? Yeah. Yeah, he's like, okay, I'm not seeing something, or I was, yeah, and he was just like, I'm just going to work harder, and I was just like, attaboy.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
Yeah, you go.
And it was, I'm like, I'm almost twice your age, and I couldn't, I'm like, I don't know if I would have the mental to, like, toughness to just turn it around like that.
But what good role models? Because oh, they agree. Now have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers that are looking up to these guys. I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And we have to talk about eliminations. The sad part. Yeah. The breakup. Tragic part of the night. Okay, so I'm just going to go because I've been waiting to say this the whole episode. So at the start of the show, they said, this is not a singing competition. That's not enough. You have to have charisma, chemistry, and connection. And I wrote that down because I thought, that's funny. I'm going to follow up with that
right.
on your decisions. What I thought was so interesting, and did you guys notice this? After saying that at the beginning of the episode, all they focused on was vocals. They put Devin up for elimination because of vocals. Andrew Bloom was the only exception. And Jay, they put up for elimination because of vocals.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, which is it? Because I'm pretty sure you affirmed Devin has charisma, chemistry, and connection. So I just feel as though you need to decide, are we making cuts about charisma and chemistry and connection, or are we making cuts based on vocals? And that was weird to me about the whole episode.
But in their defense, I think at this stage of the game, vocals is obvious.
Yeah.
So they don't, they, like, you might not feel like you have to say that vocally.
So they're saying vocals isn't enough? Well, yeah. I'm taking it a step further and saying, I don't necessarily just want the top five vocals if they aren't the best band. So maybe they just meant vocals isn't the only thing that matters.
Yes.
I'm saying I don't need the five best vocalists.
Yeah.
And as Tim said, not every boy band has been.
No, can I just say that sometimes the chemistry feels a little bit ingenuine. Like, it doesn't feel like...
Of who?
Real. Oh.
You don't want to say? You don't have to say.
I don't want to, because I don't want to be
some,
mean.
But you mean some groups.
Yeah, some groups.
Some of the groups do not feel genuine too.
I mean, yeah, especially Andrew. I mean, Andrew would be, like, really good as a solo artist. I feel like it's kind of awkward putting him with a group, because he was... Born to shine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, especially J-Hype. I mean, I feel like sometimes J-Hype should be, like, his own solo. Not to say that he's, like, not good or anything. He's great. Like, the beatboxing thing is, like, on point. And I feel like that deserves, in its own thing, to be an individual.
I know. I hope he doesn't, like, give up on any singing.
I don't think so.
The hardest worker of the show is going to give up now.
No.
J-Hype, let us know.
Yeah.
He's not giving up.
No, and he has really a really good support system, really good parents. I feel like, if for nothing else, this is, I mean, they've said what a great opportunity.
I feel like J-Hype should jump on, like, the Pentatonix Christmas album that's always in Starbucks. Oh, wouldn't he be so dope with them?
Yeah.
I love that you called out their, by the way, now Grammy-winning albums as Starbucks albums.
No, you know how they always, like, I'm just like, I feel like that's such a great present that you can always bring at the end. No, I mean that as, like, a compliment. So, I'm like,
okay, give your coworkers, hey guys, this is a present from you, a Pentatonix Christmas album. I know it's January, but they were on sale, so.
Not on sale, I buy it. I meant that as a compliment.
No, I love Pentatonix Christmas album.
I think they're amazing.
So, it's, like, always on my phone.
I want to take a quick poll. If you're in the live chat, let us know. Yes or no, do you feel like the people they eliminated were right or fair for the episode tonight? What do you guys think?
Yes.
Based on what we saw tonight.
I still would love, I'd love to see J-Hype in the group, just because I feel like he's an individual. He's so unique, right? He'd add, like, a flavor, you know? And, I mean, I'm kind of sad that he left. Like, I'm going to be honest. I'm just kind of sad.
Yeah, I'm definitely sad that he left. However, I feel like this week for me, I feel like it was obvious who the people were in the group that, you know, didn't quite, like you were saying, whether it was, like, a chemistry thing or... I don't know, or it was a vocal thing. I felt like it was pretty apparent who should be in the bottom three. And I am sad to see Jake.
I wasn't really, honestly, I wasn't really surprised, because we all talked about who we thought was going to leave, and we said.
You all said,
at that point. Well, and again, at that point in the episode, and based on what we saw, I was kind of expecting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it's just... Both of them are sad to me in terms of they're both good people and they're both good singers. No. Jay, I'm just sadder about because he's younger.
Yeah.
I think Andrew's already 19 and can stand alone on himself. J-Hype, I'm like, oh, but he would have been so good in the band.
To grow with the band, that would be, like, amazing to watch.
It is weird. I like Andrew Bloom was like not one of my favorite people in the beginning, but he was actually growing on me.
Yeah,
so
like
it did make me sadder to see him go. Although I had a feeling that it would be him before we started watching the show, but he's just been growing on me, and I do think his vocals are amazing.
I could never see him a part of the boy band. I could see him as like a country singer or like something along those lines, but I can never see him a part of the boy band, you know.
I didn't even think he was going to be top 8, yeah, to be honest. He was not a surprise to me tonight.
Agreed.
Jay hype I was really hoping was not.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, and somebody said Michael on a live stream a little bit ago said that J-Hype's elimination really motivated him now to try harder even to get into the band because they both came in the band with the same level of experience.
Yeah.
And he really wants to prove them wrong that like these people that were seen as a rapper or beatboxer really can make it. So I don't know. I think, you know, everybody in the comments, the consensus is fair based on tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. But we love J-Hype. We love Andrew Bloom. We're wishing them all well.
Yeah.
any final thoughts before we... Well, first of all, I want Ava to tell us, where can they find you when you're not here hanging out with us
hey,
at AfterBuzz? What are you up to? What do you have to tell us about?
I have some exciting projects coming up. I mean, I'm moving from my small town of Vancouver to Los Angeles, which is like crazy. It's like...
And welcome.
Yeah.
You know, LA welcomes you.
I know. I'm glad to be greeted with like warm arms, and I'm so excited to be here. It's like such a big city, and like you guys have really good food here, and I'm a big foodie. Like, I'm not gonna lie, you could always see me at Crafty just eating everything. Everybody knows that. And my Twitter is at the Ava Fry. That's the Ava and then FRYE. And then my Instagram is I'm Ava Fry, which is I the letter M Ava Fry FRYE.
Perfect.
Oh, and my YouTube is Ava Fry Official. Want to plug that too?
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
And welcome to LA.
Thank you.
Were you ever shooting in Vancouver or just living there?
Yeah, as you know, iZombie films in.
That's
Vancouver.
What I thought.
Yeah,
a
yeah.
lot of film for being what you call a small town.
Yeah, there's
right?
a lot
slight exaggeration.
Well, like
some things film in Vancouver now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know, like we know everybody in Vancouver. Like we all like know each other. And I mean, yeah, I'm just excited for this big move. I remember flying on the airplane here, and I saw like the Hollywood sign, and I was like, parents, we have landed in the city of angels.
I still call it
so
that.
Adorable.
I don't care how cheesy it is.
No, because when you fly, because especially from Vancouver, you see the Hollywood side, and you're like, my dreams are coming true. And it's like, you know?
Well, welcome. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here tonight. Okay, so this is one of my favorite parts of the episode, where we reveal next week's songs.
Oh, yes.
So, okay, so I have to say, I'm being contradicting with this because they're all female songs, and we all kind of had the reaction.
Are they all high songs again?
I
don't know
no
if they're
high,
but many of you had the same reaction we did, which is making the boys sing Kelly Clarkson is a hard thing and a weird choice, and is that really the best judge? So the next week, though, is the theme is girl power. So for all of you who were like, we don't want them to sing feminine, ABC said, screw you, girl power.
Oh, wow.
So the songs are Lady Gaga's, and please react. Mm. I love you guys' reaction to the set list in the comments.
Oh, let's go.
Lady Gaga. Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Okay. Lady Gaga's Edge of Glory. Very excited about
that.
Could be epic. Know. Christina Aguilera's Fighter.
Interesting.
Interesting. And then Sia and David Guetta's Titanium, which please put Jaden on that song because that's
please
a, or
chance,
Drew.
Chance.
On Titanium. That's a hard vocal song.
I
you want Chance? You can Chance can pull
with
it off.
The Brooklyn Jacket.
Okay. Well, those are the three songs, and there will be bottom two. So we're done with the double eliminations. Obviously, there's going to be a cut from 8 to 5. So we're not, you know, we still have a big elimination soon coming up. But next week is just an elimination of one person, unless that changes. And it's girl power. Oh, God. I like the songs, but the chat is saying no, no. Oh, God. This is going to be awful.
No, yes, no.
Hannah Baker, I am with you on liking the songs while everybody else is booing them.
Yeah, Julia Y, shout out to you. I like Titanium.
She likes Titanium. What is wrong with ABC? I will say I am sick and people are not happy about this. You know, I will say they're all going to be exposed.
Yeah.
Nobody gets an unfair time today because their next week is 3-3-3. So, right? Yeah. Yeah. 3, 3, and 3. So they're going to be exposed.
Very unique for Fighter, Lauren Frost. Or Laura Frost.
It's, you know, Fighter, I associate Fighter with, this is off topic, I associate it with working out. They always play Fighter in my class at Barry's. Yeah. And that's so I associate with like, yes!
Right? But I feel like there'll be fun performances at least.
I feel like that's a song that you go on the treadmill and you're like,
you know, right.
Yeah, they make you want to like move. Yeah. I feel like these could be fun performances.
Very good or
I actually like I think that's very cool of ABC to be having them do a girl power week.
Yeah. Right.
Women need support of young men. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I
it's
know.
Like I think it's a girl little power. Ballsy, yeah, I would say that they're doing that. I'm just like, oh, and I no, like it's
awkward choice of words for girl power.
No, but seriously,
very ballsy,
I mean,
huh?
Yeah, no, I just think, I'm like, oh, that's a cool thing to have the young guys do that. You know, I mean, that's going to be like 80% of their fan base. They should care about uplifting women. I think that's cool.
I don't know about you guys, but I am stoked for Edge of Glory. Like, I could just see one person sing that, and then one person, and then Chance going in, like. You know?
They're just
Chance
fun
in her band.
Right, right. He's been in every song.
I wonder
song
who's in Ava's top five. What a mystery.
I wonder, could it be Michael Connor, Chance, and Brady?
Oh, someone said the Glee version of Fighter is a good range. I forgot about that, but that's a good point. And Tim did the arrangement.
There you go.
So how fitting. So, okay, we're going to tell you where to find us on social media. Please continue, because we can't... We have to say goodbye to boy band in 3 weeks, but we need to hang on. So we're hanging on to Tim on Idol, at ABC Network, at American Idol. Ava told us her social media. Follow her. We love her.
Oh, I love you guys too. They're so nice. Like, may I just say, they're the nicest people on earth.
Thank you for confirming that we're not raging horrible people. I said that instead of another word backstage. Thank you for that. Tell them where they can find you on social media.
At Suzanne Quast.
And at Carissa Blades. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
At the Ava Fry. At I'm Ava Fry.
Yes. And Twitter and Instagram at Dr. Lovegrove. Thank you guys for watching. Continue to chat with us all week, as you always do. And we'll see you back here next Thursday night for Girl Power.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.